Hope you're enjoying this Sunday soulful afternoon here at KHSU. I'm El Boogie, and this is The Place. Well, joining me on the phone is a very talented singer, songwriter, producer, arranger, and vocal coach from Pennsylvania, but Burbank is where he calls home. He's worked with many stars from all musical genres, from pop to soul to jazz to rhythm and blues, including the likes of Jennifer Lopez, Jason Derulo, Layla Hathaway, Rahsaan Patterson, jazz artists Brian Culbertson and Boney James, and many, many more. Recently, this gentleman produced a remake of the Burt Bacharach and Hal David classic, What the World Needs Now, with many great industry vocalists from Los Angeles. The goal was to spread the message of hope and love to a world in desperate need of both. Without further ado, Jason Morales. Jason, welcome.
El Boogie, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I met you a few years ago, well, many years ago, during the recording of Rahsaan Patterson's Bluephoria, and I was awestruck then, not only by Rahsaan, but by your vocal abilities. And you are amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I take that with high regard coming from you, and I appreciate it greatly. Rahsaan is one of the world's greatest vocalists, and I've had the pleasure of singing with him for many years at this point. I'll say about 10 years at this point. So it's been excellent to work with him. I've learned a lot from him.
You took on the task of producing this phenomenal song, What the World Needs Now. What was your impetus behind this project?
You know what? It's quite simple. Everywhere I looked, be it on the news or listening to the radio or just being aware of what's happening in the world by way of hurricanes and earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, and hate crimes and racism, it just seemed there's an air of despair that I felt. And as an artist, I felt compelled to do something. I believe that our gifts are not for us. I believe that we are just vessels. And I believe that our gifts are to bless and minister to others and be a blessing to others. And so I had the idea that I need to do something. And I do believe that there is strength in numbers. So I made it a point to reach out to my friends and my colleagues here in Los Angeles, and I just put out a mass call to everybody, and to my utter delight, everybody responded with a resounding yes. We want to help. We want to also join in on the cause and to spread love, spread light. That's what we're here to do, and it's a very humbling experience to realize that you are just the vessel, and the gift that you possess can make a change. And I tell everybody all the time, music is the language that very few of us speak, but the entire universe understands. And so the goal was just to spread some love and light. There was no other goal but that. We just all wanted to come together to do something that would impact the world in a positive way, because we are surrounded by a lot of negativity, and we wanted to be a change. And that was really the birthing of that idea.
And, you know, I know session artists are busy and everyone has their own schedule. You pull together 30 plus singers and musicians.
Yeah. How? I had close to 40 people.
Wow.
40 of my friends and colleagues who were able to come and be a part of it. And I had already worked out the music and worked out the arrangement, and everybody just came with their gifts ready to just do whatever it is that I needed. And the spirit and the energy in the room was so amazingly beautiful. It was a lot of love. You could feel it. It was tangible. We all realized what we were there to do. We were there to create something to impact the world. And we are all professionals in this business. Everybody who was in the room has a resume from here to Texas. But at the end of the day, we are all artists. And the desire of true artists is to touch the world with our gifts. And we need it so badly right now. And I think that everybody was aware of that. and everybody just made ways to be there. It was amazing. A lot of people came in from out of town. I had somebody drive hours away to be a part of the session, and everybody just made themselves available for it. And it was a beautiful experience, El Boogie. I could not have been more pleased.
Well, I saw it on Facebook. We are Facebook friends. And yes. After I saw it, I said, this has to come on my show, because I try to end the show with something positive every week. And I will tell you, this will be my closing song for many weeks to come.
I'm so happy about that, because, listen, this song is a classic. I mean, it was written and composed by Burt Bacharach and Hal David back in the 60s, and it has been recorded many times by many different artists. The message of the song is just as important today as it was back then. I think even more so now.
Absolutely.
And love is the universal language. And I do believe that love can really drive out the hate. I'm a firm believer that light drives out darkness. And if we make the choice to choose love with everything we do, how we speak to people, how we treat our fellow brother and fellow sister and people walking down the street and who might be in a situation where they don't feel happy or they feel helpless, love can break through all of that. And I believe the message of the song is just simply that. We need love. It is the thing that can make the world better.
Absolutely. And I thank you for this endeavor. Tell me what's coming up next for you, Jason.
I do a lot of session work here in town that keeps me busy, but I'm getting ready to go out on tour with Layla Hathaway. She's an artist who I tour a lot with throughout the years, and we're getting ready to embark upon her Honestly tour. I'll be providing support vocals for that tour, as well as working on my own debut project, which I'm anticipating a release in summer of 2018. A lot of material I've been writing, and I'm excited about putting my thoughts out into the world, musically speaking. I believe that I have a story that the world needs to hear, and I'm so excited to tell it. And so that's what's coming up in the very near future.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that myself. So, Jason, I want to play the song now, but before I do, I want to thank you for this beautiful project, and thank you for shedding a little love and light on us in this day.
Thank you, El Boogie, it is my honor and pleasure. I appreciate you for all that you do for us as well. Thank you so much for sharing our message.
Thank you. Now here's What the World Needs Now.
but for everyone.
Just do it.
Love, love.